Welcome to Anarenia, a place of deep peace. These are not just meditations, but passages. A chance to leave the noise of the world at the gate and step into a sanctuary woven from sound and stillness. Here you will find gentle streams in sun-dappled groves, quiet glens under ancient trees, and the space to remember your own calm. I will be your guide. All you have to do is listen and allow your imagination to follow the path. So settle in, let your body be at ease, and your mind be open to journey. And so we begin. Welcome to Anarenia, a place of deep peace. These are not just meditations, but passages. A chance to leave the noise of the world at the gate and step into a sanctuary woven from sound and stillness. Here you will find gentle streams in sun-dappled groves, quiet glens under ancient trees, and the space to remember your own calm. I will be your guide. All you have to do is listen and allow your imagination to follow the path. So settle in, let your body be at ease, and your mind be open to journey. And so we begin. This is a forgiveness meditation. It would be delightful to allow yourself the relaxation that's needed in order for you to change things in your life. And complete relaxation is impossible when you hold grudges. Sometimes it's hard to even imagine forgiving those who have wronged you. But this is a necessary step in the progression of personal achievement. So let's begin by saying, I'm ready to take the steps necessary toward becoming the best version of myself. It may seem daunting to forgive people and instances of your past that hurt you. But I want you to imagine a young child holding a glass of milk. Their small hands couldn't quite grasp the cup fully, and the milk spills on the floor. They drop the glass and it breaks. This upsets you because milk is expensive, and the cup was a family heirloom. It's possible that this upsets you enough that you hold a very small grudge against the child for breaking the glass. Going forward, when you give that child a glass of milk, you may not trust them to hold it. And anxiety will become present in the child because they do not feel trusted. And anxiety will also build in you, because you fear more things will be broken or spilled. Then the child may actually become more likely to drop things, because that is the image you are manifesting of them. You will also harbor anxiety because you are unable to let go of this incident. And it will be a recurring thought each time they need to use a cup. Now let's go back and imagine again the same child holding a glass of milk. Their tiny hands quiver and they drop the cup, breaking it and spilling the milk everywhere. But this time instead, you are not upset in the slightest and forgive them immediately. The child runs to grab a broom and a towel to help clean up the mess. They are helping you fix the mishap. They sense in you kindness, and they learn how to take action when something goes wrong. When they feel guilty for the circumstance, their ability to help can be halted. The child is then likely to understand how to address incoming issues, because everyone was calm, relaxed, and in the state of pre-forgiveness. They feel trusted, and they can trust you to help when mistakes happen. That's what we need to accomplish in order to create a more peaceful world. The ability to pre-forgive each other allows for a state of openness, so that we can address issues that arise with a calm and relaxed outlook, thus aiding in a thorough repair and the ability to move forward and trust others. Now let's do some relaxation techniques that will open us into a state of forgiveness. Notice how your body feels right now. Notice any places that feel pleasant. It could be as small as the tip of your nose, or your stomach, or your shoulders. Just feel these sensations of goodness and allow for them to expand. Perhaps these areas of nice sensations can communicate with those places in your body that feel stuck. Observe how your body reacts when you allow pleasant feelings to communicate with the stuck ones. Do the nice sensations hold a grudge against the areas of not so nice sensations? No. They simply hold space and communicate with openness how to let go. Allow for more pleasant feelings to enter into your body now, through the power of your breath. Breathe in easily and consciously, knowing that with each inhale, you oxygenate your system and send goodness through your whole body. Inhale supportive sensations and exhale into relaxation. Inhale deeply the force of good and exhale into relaxation. See how easy this is coming to you? You are a natural at communicating with areas of tension, thus changing their very structure and frequency and converting them into a relaxed state. Let's continue with our newfound relaxed state to a place of forgiveness. This is a very important opportunity. Visualize you're in a beautiful garden on a mild day, with fluffy clouds rolling by in the sky and the sun periodically warming your skin and nourishing the plants in the garden. Admire the beauty here. The way the leaves of the vegetation are caressed by the wind. The many beautiful colors of flowers throughout the garden. And their sweet and welcoming fragrances. You look down to see a small footpath through some flowering shrubs. And slowly walk down that way. You feel very pleasant and relaxed. As you round a corner, a small bench made of wood comes into view. And you see the person you most need to forgive sitting there. They have been waiting for you because this is a very important encounter. You sit down beside them because this place is very safe. And there are some things that need to be said to this person. With bravery and courage, look them directly in their eyes and say, "You hurt me. And I have suffered for too long because of this burden I carry in the form of a grudge towards you. I forgive you. I forgive you not to help you, but to better myself. I forgive you, and you will not enter my thoughts any longer. I forgive you because forgiveness leads to openness in all aspects of my life. You notice the darkness that was once in their eyes begins to lighten, and for a while they do not say a word. Then they simply say to you, "I will leave you alone now. And you will not be tormented by the thought of me anymore." They get up from the beautiful wooden bench and walk into the depths of a nearby wooded forest. You watch as their figure goes smaller into the distance until you no longer see them. Never once did they turn and look back your way. This is good. This was a very important meeting today in this beautiful garden. And as you breathe in new fresh air, you feel twice as light as you did before. That's because a huge weight has been lifted now that the person you needed to forgive is no longer sitting within your secret garden. They have moved on, and so have you. When you rise from your meditation at your own pace, you will feel lighter and more at ease.